Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. This week, we've been talking about really the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the baptism in the Spirit, the gift par excellence that everyone who is baptized into Christ and confirmed have received and participate in the same graces that were given to the apostles and to the saints. And we ended our program yesterday, again, reflecting on the words and the experience of Our Lady, where it said, the Spirit of the Lord came upon her, and then she later declared the great works of God in the Magnificat. The Almighty has done great things for me. But before she did that, she said, be it done unto me according to thy word. Jesus wants to give birth to new life in every one of us, wants to, in baptism, gives us new life and gives us entry into the kingdom. And we're united to him in his body, and we are made children of the Father, and we're all part of the kingdom and the mission and the life of the kingdom. We live the life of the kingdom together, as we call parishes, dioceses, clusters, families, you name it. Communities, religious orders, we're living the life of the kingdom. And we're meant to live it and to communicate it to other people. And this is exactly what Our Lady did. She said, be it done unto me. And we ended yesterday's program really with asking that question. If you're listening to the program and you've been baptized and confirmed and you're a member of the body of Christ and life of the church, have you, like Our Lady, like Mary, beginning with her, but also with the apostles and others who obeyed Jesus' command to wait, to be ready to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, have you said, Lord, I understand, yes, I understand by hearing these gospel readings this week, you commissioned the apostles to go forward and proclaim the kingdom, and that they would work signs and wonders like you did that would manifest the presence of the kingdom, healing people, raising the dead, Jesus said, and also driving and casting out demons that really are the kingdom of darkness, laying hold of people, and the proclamation of the kingdom and the presence of the Holy Spirit flowing in the believers, communicating to people who want to open their hearts to God, who are in bondage. The Spirit of God works through you, just like the Holy Spirit works through others historically in the life of the church. Be it done unto me according to thy word, and then declare his praises. Just like on the day of Pentecost, declare the great deeds of God. That's what the apostles did under the anointing of the Spirit. Why am I saying all this? Because this is what the Spirit wants us to do. And the Christian life is a new life in the Holy Spirit. Yes, foundationally, on a day-to-day basis, what we are meant to do is to walk in obedience to God, to love God, love our neighbor, and express what that means concretely in our lives. That's the foundation of it all. But love was expressed by the King of Kings, not only in treating people the right way, but bringing the life-saving presence of the kingdom to people who didn't know it, who didn't receive in it, who were not walking in it. And at that point, that was pretty much everybody other than his mother. He called them to new life, because that's what love demands, to bring them into saving grace. That's what Jesus did. And Jesus said to the apostles, what you saw me do, that's what you're going to do, but you have to wait until you receive power from on high. And that power from on high has been given to us. We've been talking all week in our baptism. And there's so much grace there. There's so much to be had there. But the awakening of the fullness of what God desires to do in each one of us and to get us moving into the mission that is so important that we hear so profoundly from the Lord in the Gospels this week. It doesn't happen in us until we really give God permission and we invite the Holy Spirit and we say yes to the promptings of the Holy Spirit and we learn to have an ear for the Lord, for the Spirit, to hear the promptings. I just had a little whisper just a few minutes ago before recording the show. I was just going through, as everyone does, different kinds of battles in my life and just lies of the enemy being spoken at me. And so I'm pushing them back, you know, I was at Mass early this morning. And some days we have fights like that. The devil attacks us in our weakest points. And I could tell he was attacking me. And I was just thinking crummy thoughts about myself and just kind of hopeless thoughts or whatever it was. I can't even remember what they all were right now, but it was impacting me. And I'm getting up to just go down the hall here for a minute. And I just felt the Holy Spirit and it's the Lord just saying, I'm with you. I love you. Don't be afraid. Don't worry about him. Don't listen to him. I'm with you and I'm never going to leave you. And it was just so simple and it was so uplifting. It was a little Holy Spirit whisper. And this is the intimacy that the Lord has with us and he desires to have with us. But it's really true, friends, that we can walk through life, even having been baptized, and never have an awareness of the Holy Spirit's presence. I mean, I've heard many people say that in their lives, many baptized people say that in their lives. And guess what? That was my experience when I was young. But it was my fault in a certain way. I wasn't paying attention to it. It just was not a thing. It was not a priority. And I didn't hear adults say it and kind of models to be led into it until I was like in my mid-teens or late teens. But it's normal for us who are baptized in the Holy Spirit to have communion with the Holy Spirit, to hear the whispers of the Holy Spirit, to experience the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, to experience the healing power of the Holy Spirit, to be empowered by the Holy Spirit, to be commissioned by the Holy Spirit, to be consoled by the Holy Spirit. That's our inheritance, friends. That's the heart of God, the heart of the loving Father. And so this week, if you haven't a chance to be with us, this is the theme that we've been touching on and talking about how it flowed from the Old Testament prophetic promises of its coming, the coming of the Spirit, to John the Baptist prophesying that we would be baptized in the Holy Spirit, that Jesus would be the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. Jesus preaches the kingdom and the Spirit's flowing through him. He's the Messiah, the anointed one. The life of the kingdom is present in his person, and it's moving out to those who are repenting and coming to him and experiencing healing and transformation and new life. And then the apostles receiving it, and they're moving out and learning and doing the very same things Jesus did and extended further to Paul and other people throughout the New Testament. And then it begins to flow through the early fathers of the church. And here's some things that just came across from, for example, St. Hilary of Poitiers back in 315 to 368. And he's talking about the grace of Pentecost and what happens at baptism and the like. And here's what he said, "We who have been reborn through the sacrament of baptism, experience intense joy when we feel within us the first stirrings of the Holy Spirit. We begin to have insight into the mysteries of the faith. We're able to prophesy and to speak with wisdom. We become steadfast in hope and receive the gifts of healing. Demons are made subject to our authority. These gifts enter us like gentle rain, and once having done so, little by little, bring forth fruit in abundance." It's amazing. That's four centuries later, and exactly what was happening through Jesus and began to unfold with the apostles. 400 years later, he's saying those who enter the waters of baptism where they are baptized in the Holy Spirit, this is the normal Christian life. The very things that the Spirit was animating in the apostles and flowing through the apostles flows through all of the baptized to one degree or another. I love this Bernard of Clairvaux quote from, now this is the 11th, 12th century. And he's just talking now about what he's experiencing, the unction, the anointing of the Holy Spirit and its power at work in him. He said, "It is within you." And he's speaking, he's preaching, probably to seminarians or even lay people. "It is within you, deep within you, that the Spirit's unction is poured out. Open and be anointed." Did you hear that? Open yourself to the anointing. "We must first invoke the Holy Spirit that he may be pleased to reveal to us that one name above all other names." Isn't that great? This is one of the first things the Holy Spirit does, to give us faith convictions, experiential knowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, that there's no one like him. So here's Clairvaux. He's just rejoicing in this because the Holy Spirit's so alive in him. We must first invoke the Holy Spirit that we may be pleased to reveal, that he may be pleased to reveal to us that one name above all others. And since I may not trust in my own powers for what I am to say, prayers must be offered that the bridegroom himself, Jesus Christ our Lord, may reveal it to us by the Holy Spirit. Hear that? Isn't that beautiful? He's talking to believers, or some probably maybe who are becoming believers or going deeper, and he's saying, I want to cry out to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to reveal Jesus as the bridegroom, as the lover of his people, as the Christ, as Lord, as Savior. That's really our inheritance. That really is what the Lord is, the fundamental gift the Lord is giving to us. And he goes on, let us invoke the Spirit of truth. Let us call to him from the deep into which he has led us, because he leads us on the way by which we discover ourselves. And without him, we can do nothing. We discover this fundamental truth. In the kingdom, without him, we can do nothing. But with the Spirit, we can do all that he's called us to. He goes on, nor should we be afraid that he will disdain to come down to us. For the contrary is true. He is displeased if we attempt even the least thing without him. Again, he goes on, Bernard. For they were drunk. He's talking about those on the day of Pentecost. They were drunk, but with the Holy Spirit, not with wine. But if anyone obtains, while praying, the grace of going forth in the Spirit into the mystery of God, and then returns in a glowing ardor of divine love, since the abundance of love shows he has clearly begun to live in that state of good and salutary intoxication. Other saints, Augustine talked about this too, the experience of the inflowing of the Holy Spirit. It's like an intoxication, a spiritual intoxication. He said, a tender affection. These are the part of the signs of it. A tender affection, a heart glowing with love, the effusion of holy ardor, the vigor of a spirit filled with zeal are obviously not acquired from any other than the wine cellar, he says. He said that a number of times. You know, the Lord took him to the wine cellar and reordered his loves. What does he mean? He's talking about spiritual intoxication. He's talking about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit. The apostles were like in the upper room. They were like drunk in the Holy Spirit. You could say they were inebriated in the Holy Spirit. That's what the language some of the saints use. Bernard, of course, being one of them. Down to the wine cellar, the new wine is the Holy Spirit. That's Christian history. That's what we're called to. That's our inheritance. That's Jesus' gift to us. Friends, if you're battling just daily boredom, if you're lost, if you're discouraged, if the devil's beating you up, if you're listening to the wrong storyline for your life and you don't know joy, this is where you're going to find it. Go to the wine cellar. Ask the Lord. Say, Lord, please, I've been baptized. Lord, forgive me of my sins and pour out your Holy Spirit upon me, that I might drink in your life in a new and a fresh way. God bless you, friends. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes scripture, catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.